Good for something.
Yep. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, there it goes.
Yep. All right. So we're going to do our first play test here, guys, of Mushi Mushi.
Mushi Mushi. It's not Mashi Mashi or Moshi Moshi.
I'm not exactly sure how it's pronounced. Honestly, a lot of times I've heard it pronounced, it sounds like Mishi Mishi. So I actually thought that's what it was, and then I did some research and found it as M-O-S. But I'm not exactly sure.
Because I've heard it like in movies and
usually sounds
shows. Like Mushi Mushi, but I don't know if that's right.
Right, right. In Kill Bill, the lady answers the phone like that, mm-hmm. and I'm going to bet they got it right. And it was like, it sounded more like Mishi Mishi. Like, just because it seems like something that, a detail he would pay attention to, that like a TV show would be like, just say this line.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so the idea of this game is the players are friendly aliens who've come to Earth. They're hovering above Earth in their spaceship, and they really want to make friends with Earthlings.
Okay.
So, in fact, they have a little competition going to see who can make the most friends with Earthlings. So, to do that, the best thing they figured out is they're going to teleport groups of people to their spaceship.
Uh-huh.
Groups of random people from around the world, three at a time. And then they're going to keep saying hello to them in different languages until they say hello enough times that the people will join their group. The people will be their friends, basically,
keep
right?
saying hello.
Yes, so what we have here is hello in lots of different languages. 12 languages, to be specific, I think. I think it's 12, yeah. So first we've got the people cards. So the people, group of people cards, there's going to be three out at any given time. And the real cards will actually have, like, a flag on them, so you know what country they're from, and that will correspond to a flag on these. But for simplicity's sake, I just put the greetings on these cards. So these people cards have a value. That's how many points they're worth, and that's also the threshold before they will join your group. Does that make sense? So, like, we'll get to what that means in a second. And then they have three different ones. This one has hello, guten tag, and hujambo, which is English, German, and Swahili. So your goal is to get one of those, to cross one of those. So how do we do that? Well, you'll have a hand of cards. You'll have a hand of three cards. And on those cards, and I'm still a little unsure about how many cards you should have in your hand. I want to shoot low to start with. The cards in your hand have two languages on them and point values corresponding with them. So this one has Mushi Mushi for 6 and Ola for 3. So when you play that out, there's no Ola out there. Pretend there was. I would play it like this. That means that I'm attempting to get the Ola, right? Mm-hmm. Or this would be the Mushi Mushi. Okay. So if I put it this way, then on my next turn, I could... Actually, let's start with 5 cards to make sure that we get enough. Boom. Now 7 plus 3, greater than 9.
So you get that one.
I get 9 points.
Okay.
It's pretty simple, right?
Pretty simple, yeah.
So, okay. Differences, ways you can break the rules. There are goodbye cards. Goodbye cards right now work for everything. I'm thinking about limiting them to certain groups. So, like, only some of them work. But basically, this is goodbye in every language that's represented here.
Mm-hmm.
When you play a goodbye card, it gets rid of it and it gets replaced. I can do that even if you have cards on it, as long as you haven't claimed them yet.
Gets rid of the people, not the...
Yeah, the people. Basically, I'm beaming the people back. Like, nah, go away.
Okay.
There are 6 of those in the deck. There's 36 cards total in this, and then 18 people. Let's try playing to 25 points.
Cool.
Again, this is my first play test.
Yeah.
We'll try 5 cards in your hand. The things I really want to watch out for are not having enough things to do. Like, on your turn, I can't play. Mm-hmm. And so right now, that's it. There's no special powers or anything. I'm considering the idea of having you have alien characters that would let you do something to tweak the game, but I don't want to try that yet because I need to make sure the core game isn't a piece of crap. So what I'm shooting for with this is Water Balloon Washout level 8+, to where you can... can teach an 8-year-old to play it, but adults could play it and still have fun.
Okay.
So, picture lots of fun-friendly artwork on this.
Yeah. Right.
All right. Okay. All right. And so it's play one, draw one.
Okay. And the values on the cards, how high do they go?
7.
You go up to 7.
7 is the highest card, and on the people groups, 11, I think, is the highest. So there are a lot of them. You might have high number cards. Mm-hmm. I could play a high number card to take this 3 right now, right?
Yeah.
And it's mine. But the catch is, that means I don't have a higher card to possibly get a better one that comes out later.
Gotcha.
So, you can go first.
Okay, so I'm going to play Ni Hao on that number 5. Okay. It's Ni Hao worth 5.
Yep, so you hit it, so you're good.
So, I take it,
yep. That card gets you keep that. That card gets discarded.
And I draw one.
Yep, and a new one comes out.
Okay.
I'm going to play Ni Hao on this new card for 7, and that's an 8, so I don't get it yet, but it stays there.
And I can only play 1 per turn?
Yes. Do you not have any options, or...?
No, I'm just trying to decide.
Okay.
Because, you know, each card in my hand has 2 things on it, and,
right.
and each card out there has 3 things on it. And I'm just trying to think about what's the most efficient play.
Well, and also, the real cards, and even my next prototype, will have these turned upside down, so that you can easily just flip your hand and sort through, and flip your hand back and sort through again. Plus, with the flags on them, that would be really helpful for color to draw your attention to it.
Okay. Then I'm going to play... Musta? Is it Musta? Musta?
Musta. I'm not sure.
Is that Russian?
Musta is Tagalog, which is a Filipino language.
Is there Tagalog or Tagalog? Or
no, it's Tagalog.
Tagalog? Okay.
Yeah, I think that's what Rose said, so she would know.
Yes.
She doesn't speak it, but her parents do.
Sure.
All
right.
Okay, so new one comes out. I'm going to play another Ni Hao.
Okay.
Here, so that's 11 on this 8.
Now, could you play something else? Do you have to play another Ni Hao in order to get that? Or could you play another thing with the same points?
Right now, you have to play the same thing.
Same thing, okay.
Now, that could change. I don't know. Right now, you have to play the same thing, though.
Okay.
Because the idea is you're winning over one of those people. Mm-hmm. And I was afraid it might get too confusing.
So. Yeah, sure.
Okay, so these go away. I get 8 points. New card comes out. And I draw a card.
To play a Chow for 6 and get that.
Okay. Oh, big one comes out. 11 pointer just came out. Okay. I'm going to play a Privet, which is Russian.
Privet.
Which is Russian, and for 7 points towards the 11.
Okay. I'm going to play Goodbye on that.
Dick.
Make that go away.
That was a good move, though.
Yeah. And if I play Goodbye, that's my whole turn.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
So, but obviously it's a strategy, because on the next turn I was going to get that.
Yeah,
which you probably assumed.
Yeah, there's no way that I could have gotten that away from you.
I'm going to play Musta on this 6 rear, with I have a 7 to take it.
Okay.
And the idea is, too, there would be like a pronunciation guide in the rule book.
Yeah.
Because I want part of the draw to be like you're teaching like kids and even adults how to say hi in different languages. I think that's kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Oh, 9 pointer just came out.
Okay, so I need to look at what I can do with that. So I don't have any cards in my hand that I could go for that 9. So my next choice is, which of the other 2 do I want to try and grab?
Right. And if you can grab one, that's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you already have, 15 points, playing at 25. Right. I'm at 14, so I'm not doing bad.
Yeah.
Gosh, yeah, if I get that 9, but you know that I can't get that 9 in one turn.
Right.
That's the tough thing about those.
All right, so I'm going to grab this Chow here for 4.
Okay. Let's put you at 19 points.
Mm-hmm.
8 just came out. Okay, I'm going to play a Prove It on the 9 pointer with 4 with 6.
Play Guten Tag.
Okay. And then I'm going to play another Prove It to take that 9 pointer, and I think, is that... 25 exactly, yep. So, and 25 may not be a good number to play to. I don't know. This just took maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah,
maybe 10. So, and I want it to be a quick, we can play it again game. Mm-hmm. So,
play number of rounds or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so first thoughts. And I know like some of the graphic design stuff could be better. I've got some different ideas
for whatever.
How to make that better. It was a close game. You had 19. I mean, one more card and you could have won as well.
Yeah, I would have gotten the next turn.
The next round, yeah.
Hadn't been able to, yeah. So, two turns in a row, I grabbed a card immediately.
Right.
As soon as you take a card, then thinking about, are you instantly on defense then? Or as soon as you take a card, the other player has the advantage. Because then they get to take the next action. And if you're both going for the same high-value card, then as soon as you lay claim to that, chances of me being able to get that are pretty much zero.
That is true. And I did think of that. Like, when I played it on the last one, and I was like, unless Rob has a goodbye card, I'm going to win next round.
Yeah.
What's funny is if you'd done that, my next move was to play a goodbye card on yours, which would have evened it back out. But
yeah. So, and you had a goodbye card?
I did have one,
okay,
yeah.
And I only had one. I only had the one.
Yeah, but I mean, that makes sense, because 36 cards, we went through, I don't know how many we went through. Started with five, we played maybe six or seven turns, so we went through probably 20 of those cards, and we each had one goodbye card, so.
Okay, yeah, all right. It's super simple. Super simple.
And I think it could be more complex.
Yeah. I mean, it works as simple as it is. I think your thought of putting some kind of alien token in there or something might add something interesting to it.
Right.
You know?
Well, like, so I thought the idea with the aliens would be, it'd be a card, right? So,
okay.
Because I do feel like this is 54 cards right now.
Mm-hmm.
I would be comfortable with this being a 72-card game.
Because
For four players, starting with five cards, you run out of cards pretty fast. You got to reshuffle, and I hate that. Mm-hmm. So assume this is 72 cards. Even 90 wouldn't be terrible. But I really like the idea of making it more compact. So if you got 72 cards, you could have four alien cards. So, like, the idea is you got the card. When you use your alien power, you turn them upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the if the alien starts a round upside down, then at the end of the round you can turn him back. Basically means you can use the power every other turn if you wanted to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's your turn. Well, yeah. Or it doesn't. See, I don't like that actually. I would rather it wasn't your turn. So what I was going to say was one of the powers would be draw a card at the start of your turn instead of the end of your turn.
Mm-hmm.
This gives you an extra option, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or discard two cards to say goodbye, you know what I mean? So to give you some extra options,
Okay.
So,
what if you played until all the people were gone, and then whoever had the highest score at the end was the winner?
Yeah, that could work. I mean, there's only 18 people in here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was going to expand to 72, you figure I would keep it at 18 people because I feel like that's probably a decent number.
Yeah.
Even if you were doing a six-player game, that would be a decent number. I don't know that this would work for six, but so let's say it was a six-player game. So you got 72 cards. There's 18 of these plus six character cards.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 26, right? No, 24. 24. And then that would give you the net. 72 minus 20 would be 52 minus 4, 48 regular cards. So, yeah, and then I would up the number of goodbye cards probably by a few to make that a little percentage-wise a little easier to come by.
Yeah.
The other thing to remember is that in a two-player game, this was a problem, but in a four-player game, there's a lot more people out there with cards.
Sure.
And there's a lot more chance of things getting bounced back and forth.
Yeah. The other thought that I have is that maybe you don't want to make it so easy to be able to get a people card with one card come down. Because it was really easy for us to play a card and take a people immediately. So maybe have just adjusting the values, fewer of the low value people cards.
And I could even add higher value people cards. There could be up to 15 points in people cards. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that it scales towards the higher side. So yeah. So you might have a seven language card that lets you take a seven person card, But those are the only ones. Everything else is above that.
In a four-player situation, though, it might be that I could never, ever get the card, or it could be real difficult for me to get the card that I want out there. Oh, but no, that's probably okay, because you're not. It's not total cumulative value on the
right.
people.
Yeah, it's not like
smashing that you have. Right. Okay. So you're making that investment. A lot can change by the time it gets back around to you.
Right.
Yeah.
But people are also doing their own thing, so.
Right, that could work. Yeah, you're right. With Smash Up, that's a key difference there. Smash Up, it's total point value.
Total value.
On base.
And then it's split out. The points are split out.
Right, right.
I was thinking, too, that it might be better if the points were just fives. So not for the language cards, but for the points to be like 20, 15.
Yeah, so point value
and
be
10,
different
and 5,
number of
yeah.
times you have to say hello to them.
No, like, I was thinking I could keep it, because I like the idea of that being the same.
Okay.
Because then it's just one number, right? Like.
Yeah, well, yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
So, because I actually had them separate to begin with, and I was like, why not just combine them? Because, really, the point values don't matter, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as the harder it is to get it, the card,
yeah.
and it's worth more points, and that obviously is linked if it's the same, so.
Yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know, maybe odds-wise, you should maybe have a 1-in-4 chance that you could play a card on a turn and take a card.
Right.
But I wouldn't make it any more than 25% of the time.
I agree. Yeah. That makes sense.
And it might even make more sense to do like 20% of the time.
Yeah.
Even a little less than that.
Yeah. So what I could do is I could do like, I could even, if there were 18 cards, I could have 3 cards that were 25 points, 3 cards that were 5 points. So that's 6. That still leaves me with, well, math is so hard, 12. And then I could have 6 and 6 of 15s and 10s.
Okay.
So that would mean that out of 18 cards, there's only 3 cards that give you the chance to do that, which is probably right about 20%, a little less than that, I'm going to guess. Because 20% of 20 is 4.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's going to be right around there.
Okay.
So yeah, I think that would make sense. And then there'd be also a chance to go for those huge cards that would take you a few turns. And I can adjust the values on the language cards as well.
Yeah.
Or the greetings cards. Greeting cards. Maybe language cards are better.
I don't know. Greeting cards is, it's not bad.
So.
Okay.
But
yeah.
There also is the idea that you could, like you said, what can I mix languages?
Mm-hmm.
That would, the cool thing about being able to mix languages is it would open it up more.
Because theoretically, you've got 3 people in that group from 3 different... thematically, I mean.
Yeah,
that card represents a group of 3 people from 3 different countries.
Right.
You know, and so if you could charm them all, maybe there's 2 numbers on there where you can get, you know, this first one here is 9 in the same language or 12 across 2 languages.
That's true.
It adds more numbers. But
right. I do like, well, even if I didn't do the 2 numbers, if it was just you can play multiple cards, it just means they're going to go faster, which I think is good. No, those are good thoughts.
But playing quick like that, it's easy kind of thing to play best out of 3 or cumulative score out of 3 games or whatever. Yeah, and that, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's decent.
I feel like that's one of the most fully formed first prototypes you've ever made.
In quite a while,
yeah.
I would say. Water Balloon Washout was pretty good.
Yeah.
First prototype of that was really fun.
It was pretty good.
Was surprising.
Yeah, pretty solid.
It was, had a lot more facets to it than this did. So, sweet.
Good.
All right.
Nice.
Cool.
Building the Game is a co-production of Imminent Entertainment and Poorly Designed Studios. All of the ideas presented by Rob and Jason are property of the Building the Game podcast.